This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the West of cowardice, while another top official said Russia was trying to split the nation in two, just like North and South Korea. Zelensky made an exasperated plea for fighter jets and tanks to sustain a Western defense in Europe's biggest ground conflict since World War II. Speaking after the U.S. President Joe Biden met with senior Ukrainian officials in Poland, Zelensky lashed out at the West ping pong about who has and how jets and other defensive weapons should be provided to help Ukraine defend itself. Russia now says its main focus is its taking control of the eastern Donbas region, an apparent pullback from its earlier, more expansive goals. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday sought to reassure wary Israel and its Gulf Arab allies that the Biden administration is committed to their security ahead of the possible renewal of Global Powers International nuclear deal with Iran. And Blinken made the comment shortly before joining his counterparts from Israel and four Arab countries at a special gathering. The Iranian nuclear deal was expected to top the agenda. Israel and many of its neighbors are fiercely opposed to the deal, which will believe with embolden and enrich Iran. The Biden administration has been working to renew the 2015 nuclear deal, which was placed on curbs on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for billions of dollars in sanctions relief. More VOA News.